Hello.
Go on. Talk. See that announcement there? Let me keep your finger on it. Right, you see what's on those on there. See.
Feedback.
If there is a Mr. Brown on the station, please could he come to the customer service desk where his family are waiting for him.
We're at the National Railway Museum in York. Are you having a good time? What can you see, Harry? What's that thing there?
Harry!
Jane! Some fantastic trains. So, we've got the big five here. So from where I'm standing, I can see the Bitten, Mallard, go around, the Dwight D. Eisenhower, he's walking around. The Dominion of Canada. They're just huge. And then this thing here, this big black thing, what's it called? Oh, what is it called? What's it called? It doesn't say what it's called. But this steam train is just massive. It's the biggest train I've ever seen in my life. Not that I've seen many steam trains, but it's... It gives some facts about this train. Oh, the object... Oh, right, it hasn't got a name, it's just a train in general. It's a KF484 steam engine, built at the Vulcan factory, Newton Le Willows in Lancashire in 1935. Its function was to pull passenger and freight trains of 609 tons. Equivalent to the weight of 600 cars, apparently. It weighs 195 tons. It's 28.3 metres long. It's just... it's just phenomenally huge, this steam train. Apparently it was ordered by the Chinese. I don't know whether this one, but... There were some ordered by the Chinese. It's just massive. Must be just over four metres high at its highest point. And you understand what 28 metres is. So we're now sat on the mock-up. Well, I know it is a bullet train. It's huge inside, isn't it? Five seats abreast, three on one, two on the other. And it's a huge space inside in this cabin. We're watching a video of a bullet train in China. It's fascinating, isn't it? Do you know how fast it goes? Over 130 miles an hour. That's what makes it a high-speed train, you see. Because trains in the UK generally travel... between 80 and 100 miles an hour. But we had our train, a train called the Intercity 125, and that travelled at 125 miles an hour. Uncle Ian says he went on this. On this train a number of times when he was working in China. Japan have got these as well. Fascinating. So, It's the Shinkansen locomotive. Well, it's not a locomotive, it's a train, isn't it? That we've just been on. Just phenomenal. With all the, when you come to this place and you just see the colossal scale of these trains, and the steam trains are just beautiful things. Ah, here they all are. Here's the clan sitting. So we're in a huge, like, hangar. And inside there's in excess of 25 trains, all different kinds. Oh. What? You got some crisps? I don't want any, son, it's all right. Well, this one, what's this? Boat trains offer direct connections with ships sailing to destinations around the world. And this one that we're looking at in particular, locomotive number 737, travelled 100 miles an hour through Corby. Didn't say when. Beautiful, the brasses and the... Probably Mac McColgan's the only one who's going to appreciate steam trains, to be fair. My dad talks about them all the time. Just beautiful things. Oh, I see. Ah, right. It's telling you. Ah, there's a sign at the front saying this locomotive number 737 accelerated up Stoke Bank towards the summit at 70 miles an hour. And then it went through Corby Station at 100 miles an hour. And then at 126 miles an hour. No, that's attached to the... Oh, they're talking about the Mallard. Oh, right, I see. Oh, they're telling the story about the Mallard. Right, basically, you've got locomotive 737, then you've got the Mallard with a carriage on the back. And, right, I see. They've got these signs every so often. Right, okay. And then it hit 100... So the it's talking about the Mallard, not the locomotive 737. And then it hit 126 mile an hour. Where? Little Bytham. On its way to Essendine or Essendon. I see. Okay. And you turn around, put the Mallard behind you, and you look towards this Shinkansen Japanese train. I said they had it in China. They've got the high-speed trains in China as well, of course. Being told stories about that by my uncle. Who travelled on in China. Where's everybody else? Oh, okay. Queuing up to get on the Mallard. Are you queuing up to go on the Mallard? No. We have not been on. Okay. So we're going on the Mallard.
Don't go in the firebox. Can never see him again.
All right, get him in the firebox. Come on then.
Up
you go. We're going on the Mallard. I'm going to get a bit of a talk.
Hello. Feel free to have a sit on the seats, everybody.
Oh, wow. Give me that camera before you start. Right. Wow. 5, 7, 8.
morning, everybody. Welcome to the cab of Mallard, the world's fastest steam locomotive. My name's Hannah, and I'm here to answer any questions that you might have about this engine. Now, our driver would sit on the left there. Our fireman would sit on the right. So do please feel free to take as many pictures as you'd like. Fire away with your questions and enjoy the cab.
Just on the panic hand, does it? Yes, Peter does as well. The reason this doesn't is because it was preserved as it would have been when it set the record in 1938, so it didn't have power down then. So just not just as the maddest driver and the strongest fireman. Yes, yeah, definitely. Sorry, I'll get out your way now. So on the day that they broke that record, there was only two on.
It's incredible.
So what? Sorry, go on. No, I think hanging over a grim leg. What are we looking at here?
That tells you how much water's in the boiler.
Uh huh.
They're called gas
fans. Right.
And basically, it's a little bit like the side of your kettle. And then when they start to drop, you use the red handles and the injectors.
Okay.
To water from the tender.
Okay. And coal here?
Yep, coal, 9 tonnes of coal, 5,000 gallons of water underneath. So that's enough coal to get you from London to Edinburgh, but not enough water, so you've got a water scoop. And you have troughs in the track that are a mile long, there's 6 of those between London and Edinburgh.
Yeah.
When you get to one, you drop the speed, you would lower down the water scoop, which is like the bucket of a digger, and then you would fill up the tender as you were going along.
Really?
My legs are tired.
So how fast would the train be going at that point?
I said, over the troughs, about and then 40 miles an hour. Really? 40 miles an hour, yeah.
Right?
I think it's a heritage that we need to preserve. You know, my dad talks about steam locomotives all the time, and I know nothing. You know, I know nothing about them. Other than the concept of how they go.
Come on,
Ron.
You want to come up?
That's fascinating.
Oh, God. Okay.
There's a charm right there.
Should we get some other people on?
won't let me on. Well, hurry.
Why is it that she's making really
old? Where is my paper?
Hurry.
Okay, we'll get him off.
Yeah, three of them in front.
We'll squeeze past and get out of your way.
Yes, of course.
Come on then. Down we go.
How do I get down?
You stay there forever until you die. Go on, son, get down. Right, should we find Grandma? I mean, Uncle Michael up here. Up this one? Okay, so maybe fascinating for everybody and maybe some children who aren't really interested. Talking to my phone. I've got my phone in my pocket telling people on the audio boom. Okay, I'll pause you there and we'll catch you in a minute. So we're in the station hall now of the National Railway Museum, looking at older trains, royal trains. Just had a tweet from TurboStream saying, come and have a look, go and have a look, make sure you see the plushness of the royal trains. And this is just something else. Oh, to be royalty. Definitely a period of romance, wasn't it? Because they're just pieces of artwork in themselves, these trains and carriages. And here's Queen Victoria's Saloon. Oh, my life. Unbelievable. Queen Victoria was not sure railway travel was safe and limited the speed of her train to 40 miles an hour. Really? Beautiful. The single beds are small. In this carriage, the sleeping quarters. Oh, fantastic. It's the Gladstone. The Gladstone was the locomotive that pulled Queen Victoria's carriage. Quite basic, actually, in design compared to all the rest that we've seen. But locomotive number 214. Locomotive 214. Built in Brighton 1882. Beautiful. Just such a level of detail on these trains that have been restored or preserved, as a lot of them are being called. Not restored, but preserved. Beautiful. What are we doing now? Tomorrow?
Train.
We're going on what?
A road train.
A road train. Where are we going?
I don't know.
What's the sign say on the top there?
Every 30 minutes to and from the Minster.
To and from the Minster. So we're going to York Minster from the National Railway Museum. Wind's just picked up. We've only got about 10% of blue sky. Felt a few drops of rain just then. Oh. I'm going to go this way. Mike and Stacey.
Who wants it? Do you want to keep the tickets for
posterity? I think Mike and Stacey are going to come on.
Yeah.
I should have got
dollars.
We get to see.
Oh, So we're going from whereabouts are we? What's the gate called near here? Micklegate. So we're near Micklegate, outside of the walls. And they've obviously decided to put these covers on the side today.
It says mind your head. In case you bump it.
We're getting ready to go. It's not going to go for another 5 minutes yet.
Well, if it's fully, it'll go.
Oh, of course. And how long does it take, do you know?
30 minutes. And all it says takes it comes every 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah. It does, it pulls up right in front of York Minster, doesn't it?
Here.
Yeah, look.
You are? Come on, your bum isn't that big.
Sit on your bums, you lot.
I can pick Harry up.
Oh, she's going into there.
Oh, she wants to sit at the edge.
Sorry. All right. Oh, you go and sit with her, Mike, if you want to. Stay. Oh, clunk, click. Everybody's in.
How could I pick Harry up?
Is this exciting?
Yes.
Did you enjoy the trains?
Yep.
It's very important to understand about the railways, about our railways in Britain.
Mm.
What did you learn about them today? Did you learn anything? No, you didn't learn anything. You saw that they were big things, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you see the mallard?
Yes.
What did you notice about the shape of the mallard?
Still here.
Yeah, but it's like streamlined, wasn't it? It was nice and smooth.
It was like...
Yeah, arcs at the front, doesn't it? Instead of being all jaggedy edge, and that was to help it go faster.
Like that.
Help it to go faster and use less fuel. Yes.
I've got a new bed, not a blue bed no more.
I know.
Is this fun? We're going along now, aren't we?
Is that blue or red?
So, we've come out of the car park side. Where are we going here? We're turning right into the entrance of the museum. Lots of air cadets out there. No public access. What's going on here then? He's going to pick more people up. That's what it's here for, isn't it? Yeah, he's going round. So we've come back round to the front. Oh, you can't get right, so yeah, we're coming to turn around. Well done, Sarah. Sarah wins the prize with lots and lots of air cadets here. Look at all these air cadets. It's a sea of blue uniforms and geeky looking kids. Oh. Why or what?
Air cadets going in the train museum.
Quite right. For education. To learn. Why do we go to museums?
To learn things.
Right then. So, we're going very slow. We're going about 8 miles an hour. Probably not even that. Yeah, about 8 miles an hour. Into the centre of York.